Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 14th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Valentine's Day, the feast day of St. Valentine, a priest and physician martyred around 270 Common Era in Rome. This day celebrates love, inspired by the legend of Valentine signing a letter to his jailer's daughter, from your Valentine, sparking the exchange of loving greetings. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect a head-high mix of waist-high sets and double overhead surf on Friday morning, with semi-choppy conditions and winds from the west at 9 miles per hour. On Saturday, enjoy well overhead high surf with glassy conditions early and semi-choppy surf later, as winds shift to the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday features waist to chest high surf in the morning, dropping to waist high in the afternoon, with glassy conditions early and semi-choppy surf later, as winds shift to the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking choppy at 8 to 10 feet all day. So you might want to find some other way to exercise. Things might clear up on Saturday. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide, when the west swell is 3 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 9 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 5 foot at 9:45 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's rain showers and feels like 57 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:33 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:31. It looks like we're in for some rain showers today with mostly cloudy skies and a high around 62, accompanied by a decent west wind at 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect more cloudy conditions with a low of 47 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Tuesday, with highs near 64 and 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 47 to 49. Sunday and Washington's birthday will also be partly sunny. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, construction workers at the San Diego International Airport's Terminal 1 uncovered an old grenade on Thursday, prompting a swift response from law enforcement. According to airport officials, the grenade was inert, having been hollowed out for training purposes, meaning it posed no explosive threat. Discovered around 12:10 in the afternoon, the airport summoned harbor police officers and K-9 units to assess the situation. San Diego Fire Rescue's Metro Arson Strike Team eventually took possession of the grenade. While the construction area was cleared, airport operations largely continued as normal, affecting only one traffic lane. The grenade's origins remain unclear. Now on to sports. In a thrilling display of skill, the Kitchuk brothers led the United States to a commanding 6-1 victory over Finland at the Four Nations face-off last night. Matthew and Brady Kitchuk each netted 2 goals, with Matthew also contributing an assist, 8 shots, and 3 hits earning him the title of first start in Montreal. Brady added 5 shots and 8 hits, showcasing their impact alongside Jack Eichel. Despite Finland's early goal, the Americans surged ahead, scoring 3 goals in the first 3 minutes of the third period. The United States will face Canada on Saturday. In local sports, the San Diego Padres have signed pitcher Nick Pivetta to a 4-year contract, marking a significant move during a quiet offseason. The deal includes opt-outs after the second and third seasons, with Pivetta receiving a signing bonus of $3 million and a salary structure of $1 million in 2025, $19 million in 2026, $14 million in 2027, and $18 million in 2028. Pivetta's career has seen him struggle with consistency, despite his potential for strikeouts. As he joins the Padres' rotation, his fantasy outlook remains uncertain, balancing risk and reward for managers. In top news, Apple and Google have restored the TikTok app to their mobile app stores after weeks of removal due to compliance with a U.S. law requiring TikTok's Chinese parent, ByteDance, to sell the app or shut it down. The decision followed a letter from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, which reassured the tech giants that they would not face legal consequences for the reinstatement. TikTok, which boasts approximately 170 million users in the U.S., is crucial for its growth. However, legal risks remain, as the situation evolves with ongoing negotiations and possible changes in administration policies. In business news, a Pennsylvania psychiatrist, Kavita Fisher, is suing DraftKings, claiming that the online betting company's VIP program exacerbated her gambling addiction. Fisher alleges she lost over $400,000 within a year due to the company's tactics, which included giving her betting credits even after she expressed a desire to stop. Her lawsuit is among several filed this year, accusing VIP hosts of ignoring signs of gambling addiction while promoting excessive spending. DraftKings maintains that its loyalty programs align with best practices and emphasizes responsible gaming, offering tools and resources to support players. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at $97,000. Ethereum is up 3% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 6% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Scientists worldwide are making strides in stealth technology, aiming to cloak objects from sight. The desire for invisibility dates back centuries, with hunters and soldiers camouflaging themselves. Modern advancements can hide aircraft from radar and conceal heat signatures. The challenge lies in redirecting light around objects, as seen in early devices from Duke University, which only worked for microwaves. Recent developments using nanostructures show promise, but true wearable cloaks remain elusive. Meanwhile, military jets utilize design principles and radar-absorbent materials to evade detection. As research continues, the dream of invisibility inches closer to reality. Entertainment news. In a rare achievement for hospital dramas, The Pitt, the new series on Max, has garnered respect from real-life medical professionals. North Carolina physician assistant Chris Dye was particularly moved by a flashback to the COVID-19 outbreak, finding its visceral realism haunting. The show, set in a fictional Pittsburgh emergency department, captures the challenges faced by medical workers, from defibrillation protocols to the emotional toll of patient care. Dr. Joe Sachs, a veteran in emergency medicine, crafted the series to authentically portray the blue-collar job of medicine, ensuring that viewers experience the intense, often overwhelming reality of healthcare. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actress and comedian, Betty White. And she said, "It's your outlook on life that counts. If you take yourself lightly and don't take yourself too seriously, pretty soon you can find the humor in our everyday lives. And sometimes it can be a lifesaver." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.